Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of NAFQ's annual Engage conference here in lovely Long Beach, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Allied Solutions' very own Pete Hilger. Pete, how are you? How are you, sir?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I always enjoy talking to you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, likewise, likewise. And we're kicking it off with you, actually, on today's, I guess we're kind of in day two of the conference-ish,
yeah.
Something like that. So I know you were just up on the big stage, but before we get into what you were talking about up there, how's it going so far? How's the
great
conference?
Great. You know, we're such big supporters of NAFQ.
Yep.
And the overall credit union movement. I really enjoy it. I live probably as far away as you can be. I live in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh my gosh,
so
that's a lot.
It was always a wonderful trip out here. But no, other than the bus ride to get an Uber, which was kind of a shock to me at the airport.
Get a bus ride to get to the Uber.
You got a bus ride to get to the Uber because it's so congested.
Yeah.
So,
did you fly into LAX by any chance?
Yeah,
okay,
LAX.
Yeah, that's...
I usually fly into Orange County, but it's a much longer drive.
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, lesson learned. You have to take a bus to get to your Uber. I love it. So, all right, hey, let's get to the topic at hand here. You were on stage talking about accelerating growth with an innovative mindset. I like this talk because we all have to have that innovative mindset today. So share with me, give us a quick overview.
Sure. So, you know, back in 2008, when the last banking crisis happened, credit unions quite frankly failed in that great opportunity they had to take more market share. Fast forward, we go through the pandemic, the world changes, and in many cases permanently changed. Digital engagement, how a consumer wants to be managed and talked to and do their banking relationship, and quite frankly, the human behavior has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But we have also so many more powerful tools to support it.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is that credit unions, and some of them probably didn't like this comment that I said out there, but I can be a little controversial at times. They're small players, even at their largest of size, they're small players.
Right. Right.
In the financial institution marketplace.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, you look at the numbers, and that's a spot-on comment.
Oh, exactly. You know, one of the things, 4% of Gen Y, or Gen Z, bank with credit unions. That's it, 4%.
Yeah, that's a pretty small number.
5% of millennials.
Yeah.
So if we're so committed to growing the movement, what are we doing about that 95% of a very wide swath of people?
Mm-hmm.
And the credit unions just really need, and they need to do it now.
Yeah.
They need to get out of their basements. They're going to get out of their manholes that they all are hiding in during COVID. And I say that we all, I mean, let's face it, life-changing, right?
Right.
I told them I was afraid to turn on the TV because I'm afraid the news is going to tell me that a meteor is coming towards Earth and it could hit in the next 2 years, so we can stress out over that.
Exactly, yeah. What's next, basically? So, gosh. So, share with me the innovative mindset of all of this. We have to have this in order to... My thought on this, and I didn't see your talk up there, but my thought is that, you know, we have to have this to move forward, right? So, or else you're going to be a Blockbuster or some other defunct company out there not wanting to move forward.
So, innovative is such a broad word also, right?
Right.
But what does it really mean? Now, let's just figure out what one of the greatest brands the credit unions have. First of all, they've known historically for personalized service to their membership. And they have some powerful word out there that they just don't take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called trust.
Right.
So they have two of the greatest attributes of how to be successful, but they have small pocketbooks when it comes to how they can invest in them.
Yeah.
And so the message was, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for 33 years in the credit union movement. We've all are vested in it. Let's join and work collectively so we can afford those tools. You know, you look at all the data that's out there, and you know, a scary amount of people want to be serviced by a mobile phone. I'm not one of those. I sat up there when I was speaking because I have to put my glasses on to read all the smaller details.
I'm right there with you.
And I got fat fingers. But Gen Z, Gen Y, millennials, they would rather be serviced through a piece of technology.
Of course. They grew up on that. That's how they grew up.
They did. I mean, I don't know when you're... If you have kids or not.
Oh, yeah.
So think about it. My wife and I were laughing the other day. We didn't let our children, we have four, have their first phone until they were 13.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Think about it now. You go to a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
These kids are 3 years old, 2 years old, working through. So I have grandchildren right now that by two or three, they're going to be wanting to have that same device.
Yeah.
So you have to prepare for that mindset without losing that trust and personalized service, because you can deliver personalized service digitally. You really can. And so that was kind of the message for them.
Okay.
The other thing I shared with them is, with all these fintechs out there, why is it that the outside world's creating these fintechs? Companies like Allied, TruStage, Southwest, State National, as examples, are collectively getting the buying power of the credit union movement together.
Mm-hmm.
Make this company real successful.
Mm-hmm.
The company sells it for millions and millions of dollars, and they don't come to me and they don't come to the credit union to say, oh, here's your portion.
Right.
So why aren't they investing in those collectively?
Good point. Good point. How did that go over?
Well, I think audience. With the credit unions, they probably liked it. Maybe the other partners out there were thinking, what are you saying?
Yeah, yeah. But you got to do these things collectively to make the industry go forward. I mean, it's been said time and time again, that's the credit union superpowers, this collective thought process, this collaboration, if you will. And so you really, we're all, like you said, I mean, we're all in this together, so we got to keep moving, and we got to do whatever it takes to keep this industry moving forward. Because going back to what you were talking about, credit unions and the personal service, but credit unions are also the original disruptors as well in the financial services industry. So why can't credit unions continue to do that with the technology that's out there?
Exactly right. Exactly.
So,
right.
I'm not sure another. I
hear you, Siri. I hear you.
You know, she's telling you what to do too. It's like being at home.
I know. Take out the trash. Yes, I already did it. Thank you.
Well, that's funny. But the other thing that I think is really interesting when you think about the credit union movement, and you look at the news, do you ever see a credit union out on Fox News or CNN or anything like that in a negative
slim
way?
No, never negative.
And then think about the positive.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, think about the positive.
Yeah.
They don't, on a positive standpoint, they're not being seen in a positive
way. Well, I rarely see them mentioned at all in the general mainstream news.
But why? Why won't they collectively collaborate and sell the movement brand versus the individual brand? The individual brand can do within their markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Navy Federal Credit Union does a fantastic job.
They do.
Love their commercials.
They do, I do too.
But they're the biggest of the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, you know, maybe the top five could do some things on their own. But getting that brand out there, and I laugh when people say, well, what do you do for a living? And I try to explain it to them, and the word credit union comes up. Because about in our company, about 40% of our revenue is driven off of the credit union marketplace. And we're a good-sized company. Well, what's a credit union? Now, come on. Somebody's not doing a good job putting their story out there. And that's where, in 2008, they failed. Now think about the negative press the banking industry is getting out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you in the credit union industry collectively saying, and not you personally, Mike, but all of us, saying, how do we put this out there together?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the more the credit union movement grows, the more my company grows, TruStage,
exactly.
Southwest, State, they
exactly.
all grow. And there's enough opportunity for all of us to be extremely successful.
Yep. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Kind of like a Got Milk-ish type campaign where we're collectively coming together and creating this big-time promotion campaign. Consistent, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Couldn't agree with you more. That's what definitely needs to be out there. Because when you think about, like, Poland, they have a kind of a conglomerate credit union system there where it's, if you join a credit, but it's you're joining the credit union system,
you know,
not just ABC credit union or XYZ credit union. So, and there's many other countries like that. And those are some of the things that really fascinate me, is like how they market their credit unions in Europe as opposed to how we do it here in the United States.
Right. They market it as a industry.
Exactly.
Not as an individual. And,
yep.
and you still need, I get the fact that, because it is a competitive industry, you want to be able to have your individualized
brand. Sure,
but you can do that independent of getting people to be aware of
completely. Completely. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you all day long about this stuff. You're hitting on all the hot topics right now. So all the hot issues, rather, as well. So anything else to add to wrap up here, Pete?
You know, and again, I told everybody I was speaking up there, another controversial statement, but I live it. I live it every day with these credit unions. And get out of the basement. Crawl out from underneath the manhole that you've been in for the last couple of years. And by the way, it's to nobody's fault why people were there. And there's several people that are probably listening to this saying, no, not me. Well, I can say I wasn't one of those. We made people come back May of 2020 to our company. back in the office.
Yeah.
That's a whole different topic, day that we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But seize the opportunity that you have today. The window will close, and how many times in a career do you have two opportunities? You didn't do very good in 2008 when the banking crisis happened.
Yeah.
The door is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stress enough how collectively we need to collaborate, move fast, and taking advantage of this opportunity.
Yep, agreed. And I think a lot of other folks will agree with you as well out there. So yeah, time is of the essence for sure. A lot of this stuff should have happened yesterday.
Exactly right.
So, all right, Pete, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. I know you have a busy schedule here, but thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and sharing your message.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You are welcome. Anytime, sir. Anytime.
Thanks, Mike.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.